I'm going to call this meeting.
To order. Make sure my mic. Please, in the pledge, please.
Ready? Stand. One, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to open the floor up to public comment. If you have a public comment, please state your name and address for the record and limit your comment to 3 minutes per person. All right, hearing none, do we have any on the line?
No, there are no public comments online.
Perfect. Sorry, I say on the line, I'm old. So it means the same as online. All right, let's go to item number four, approve the July 8th board meeting minutes.
Mr. Vice Chair, I reviewed those. They look accurate, so I'll move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on this item? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? On to number five, presentation and interview Director of Strategy and Economic Development candidate numero uno. You want to phrase it and we'll move it.
We request that we go into a closed session to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property during this interview.
Perfect. So I'm going to move those two items, five and six, to after. We can just have a, at the very end. We want to do that? Or do we want to bounce people out right now? We want to close it right this second, or do we want to move them to the end of the agenda?
We can move them to the end of the agenda. Everything else is pretty quick.
Because then we don't have to kick everybody out and have them come back on. We can respect the public who joined. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and move items five and six to after 11. So identify future items. Then we can go into closed session and talk to those two candidates. All right. So let's go to approve appointment of Director of Finance.
It's just that we have recommended that you report, you approve and appoint Daniel Hoffman as the Director of Finance.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I will move that we make that appointment.
All right, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
If I may, perhaps the motion ought to include authorizing the general manager to finalize a contract with Daniel.
And
second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. Thanks, Daniel. And Marla. Awesome. Let's go on to number eight. Approve re-engine contract for $58,550 and authorize general manager to sign. Marla.
So I've included in the packet the contract that has been reviewed by Mark Anderson, and also their bid for the work. It came in quite a bit lower than we expected. We have checked a number of references for this group and have gotten nothing but positive. In fact, the state of Wyoming, their Department of Transportation and other agencies, I think there were like three or four agencies that have used them. And also one of them has used this organization several times.
Very good.
Based on that, Mr. Chair, I'll move that we approve
the re-engine contract for $58,550 and authorize the general manager to sign.
Yes, sir.
All right. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Let's go on to number nine. Marla, the general manager report.
Daniel and Martin have resolved, at the last board meeting, I talked about an issue that we were having that was causing a stall in our reconciliation of three accounts. Daniel and Martin have resolved the issue, identified it, but they've also come up with a solution to make what was a manual process and automate it. So kudos to them. We're going to be able to move along now and get the reconciliations, the last three that need to be completed, and get those done. Just a reminder that we have a training on August the 29th at the University of Utah Kim Gardner Institute. they're actually pretty excited for this opportunity, and in conversations with Natalie Gotchner, I think this will be a very nice training. So I encourage those who have not RSVP'd to me. I've sent the invitation to all the council members, also your planning commissions, as well as to the Board of Trustees. So please RSVP. They are preparing a booklet. They're going to print a booklet of the information as a nice reference material. So I need to have a pretty accurate count. Okay. Brian and I will be meeting with Catherine Cantor and Lisa Hartman on Monday to discuss the steps going forward after they have given us the notice that they're terminating the ILA. If you have any input, feel free to contact either Brian or myself. And that is basically my report.
I do have a question.
Yeah, no problem.
So help me understand, and Mark maybe weigh in on this as well. So with the interlocal, does that grant them the seat on the board? What is it that grants them a seat on the board?
If I may, it's a Utah code provision that grants them the seat on the board. It isn't the interlocal agreement.
So it's specified in the code?
Yeah, just as your seats are specified, it's in the same Utah code provision. And the weighted voting is based upon sales tax and transportation miles, you know, BNC road miles. It doesn't specifically state, you know, paid over to the MSD, probably because it didn't occur to anybody that that might not be the case at some point. We have had internal discussions. Is it okay if I mention of having legislation in the upcoming legislative session, the 2027 legislative session, clarifying that formula so that their vote would be tied to their financial contribution. And then, of course, the 10% population will be there regardless.
So those are specified in the code then as well?
They are.
Okay.
Yeah, that formula is in the code.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Thank you, Marla. Appreciate all your work on that. Let's go to item 10, other city, town, unincorporated county, or Greater Salt Lake Municipal Services business. All right, hearing none, let's go on to number 11, identify any future agenda items. Not hearing any, I'll entertain a motion to go into closed session for the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property.
So moved.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion on this? All right, call for a vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we're now in closed session.
So we need to ask those online. We need to put them in the lobby. Our staff member that's present, that are present, may stay. I would like anybody online to leave the meeting. Those who are present in the room, employees that are present in the room, may stay.
Daniel's like, I want to go home. Somebody's AI note taker.
Yeah, I think you have the ability to.